It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, November 7th. I'm David Brancaccio. This next presidential term stretches until the morning of January 20th, 2017. In tech years, that's an enormous amount of time, so forecasts are tough. But what are the technology issues that'll dominate over the next 4 years? Here's several bets, starting with a tech meets foreign policy issue that Noah Shachman, contributing editor at Wired, calls killer robots.
One sort of tech and military issue is what is going to happen to this ever-expanding drone war that the Obama administration has launched around the planet. You know, we're talking about hundreds of drone strikes in places like Yemen and Pakistan and Somalia. And now there's talks about why didn't we use drones in Libya and maybe Mexico. And, you know, this is increasingly the go-to tool of U.S. statecraft. The small problem is, where does it end?
Shachman, also at Brookings, mentions corporate cybersecurity as a tech priority over the next 4 years. During the last administration, several attempts to push companies to harden their computer systems got little traction.
So you're now left with this situation where there's a growing concern that crooks and industrial spies are cleaning out our most important companies, but there's been almost no agreement on how to stop that.
And as Declan McCullough, the chief political correspondent for CNET, highlights, there's the matter of whether companies that provide internet service can play favorites.
Net neutrality is the idea that broadband providers should treat all websites neutrally. They should treat them the same. In other words, Verizon or AT&T shouldn't prioritize Google over Yahoo if they have a deal with Yahoo but not one with Google, things like that. There's little evidence this is actually happening or that websites are being blocked, but it is a possibility.
Access is another biggie. To what extent is it in the country's interest to be sure most people get fast internet? Susan Crawford is a fellow at the Roosevelt Institute who focuses on internet access and worked for a time for the Obama administration.
It's being provided by a few giant companies that are almost laughably profitable. And the cable industry in particular faces no competition, and they're actively constraining demand through usage-based pricing and data caps so they don't have to expand their services. Meanwhile, a third of Americans don't sign up for internet access because it's too expensive, and the country as a whole isn't making the upgrade to fiber that many other countries are. This is a huge issue for the country, and it's going to confront this next administration.
Fixing America's education system is supposed to be a priority, and tech will offer some ways forward. Jonathan Zittrain, co-founder of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, thinks to help schools, the new administration should look at ways to create a new digital repository for textbooks that could make an alternate future of education sound something like this.
The government now has the full rights to the textbook and can put it into the public domain. Every school district now no longer has to buy all those texts, and the text can actually be put into a digital form that different teachers and students, as part of their assignments, can enhance, can edit, and then there'd be some process where different school districts would get to choose what variants they find most helpful for their students.
Zittrain argues this could save public education enormous amounts of money. And before we go, this must be a record of some kind for an already popular website. The New York Times is the number 6 news site in the U.S., but the day before the election, one blog accounted for 20% of all New York Times web traffic. According to the New Republic, that would be our recent guest, Nate Silver's 538 blog, the one with the analysis of everybody else's election polling data. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.